The Earth's continents drift across the planet's surface like massive ships on an invisible ocean. Today, this fact appears in every elementary school textbook. Yet in 1912, when Alfred Wegener proposed this idea, geologists dismissed him as a crackpot. His theory remained scientific heresy for half a century before becoming geology's cornerstone. This transformation reveals something unsettling. The boundary between legitimate science and fringe nonsense isn't a fixed wall, but a permeable membrane, constantly shifting as knowledge evolves. What we mock today might revolutionize tomorrow, or remain forever exiled to pseudoscience's graveyard. Understanding how these boundaries form and shift offers a compass for navigating our information-saturated world, where distinguishing breakthrough from bunk has never been more crucial or more difficult. Scientific legitimacy is negotiated through peer review, institutional validation, and cultural acceptance, a spectrum where ideas move from fringe to foundational truth. Wegener's continental drift theory exemplifies this. Without explaining how continents could move through solid ocean floor, geologists dismissed it as lunacy. By the 1960s, seafloor spreading and plate tectonics transformed it into accepted science, requiring a fundamental reconceptualization of Earth's structure. Barry Marshall and Robin Warren's bacterial ulcer theory and Stanley Prusiner's prions faced similar resistance before revolutionizing their fields. These cases reveal that legitimacy operates through both empirical evidence and social processes. Scientific communities initially lack frameworks to accommodate paradigm-shifting insights. Only when supporting evidence accumulates and theoretical mechanisms emerge do ideas cross into mainstream acceptance, often requiring generational change as younger scientists prove more receptive to revolutionary paradigms. Scientific authority emerges through social processes, institutions, credentials, networks, not just accuracy. Barbara McClintock's jumping genes research was dismissed in the 1950s, despite rigorous methodology, because it contradicted molecular biology's central dogma. She received her Nobel Prize 30 years later. Institutional affiliation profoundly shapes credibility. Harvard or MIT research receives more attention than identical work from regional universities, creating a Matthew effect where recognition flows to established figures. This affects citations, media coverage, funding, and speaking invitations. Publication venues function as gatekeepers. Appearing in Nature or Science confers immediate credibility, while less prestigious journals leave findings overlooked. Peer review reflects existing power structures, with established researchers determining which questions merit investigation. Impact factors and citation metrics reinforce these hierarchies, pressuring researchers toward fashionable topics over unconventional inquiry. Scientific language itself marks boundaries. Mastery of specialized terminology, citation practices, and methodological conventions signals belonging. Researchers from non-English-speaking countries or outside traditional academia find themselves marginalized regardless of merit. Understanding these social dimensions doesn't invalidate science's achievements. It explains why consensus sometimes resists novel ideas before eventually incorporating them. How do ideas move from scientific periphery to center? This journey requires more than evidence. It demands strategic positioning, institutional support, and effective responses to criticism. Institutional champions prove crucial. When established scientists advocate controversial ideas, they lend credibility that overcomes resistance. Luis Alvarez, a Nobel Prize-winning physicist, championed the asteroid impact theory of dinosaur extinction, helping it gain traction despite initial skepticism from paleontologists. Connecting fringe ideas to established research offers another pathway. Successful boundary crossers frame their work as extensions solving recognized problems, not revolutionary challenges. Quantum mechanics gained acceptance partly by solving specific atomic spectroscopy problems that classical physics couldn't explain. Responding effectively to criticism proves essential. Theories that gain acceptance typically evolve in response to legitimate concerns, improving rigor and explanatory power. Epigenetics moved from margins to mainstream by developing precise molecular mechanisms and meeting skeptics' demands for rigorous evidence. Timing and scientific context matter tremendously. Continental drift acceptance coincided with ocean floor mapping technologies revealing seafloor spreading, a mechanism making continental movement plausible. Successful boundary crossing requires translating insights into terms recognizable to established disciplines. Some theories remain permanently excluded from science due to specific pseudoscientific characteristics that distinguish them from legitimate fringe ideas. Immunity to falsification marks persistent pseudoscience. Legitimate theories specify conditions proving them wrong. Pseudoscientific claims use protective mechanisms impervious to contrary evidence. When contradictory data emerges, proponents add auxiliary hypotheses, explaining away inconsistencies rather than reconsidering core premises. Astrology exemplifies this, despite controlled studies finding no correlation between celestial positions and personality traits. Astrologers add complications when confronted with negative evidence. Perhaps the birth minute was recorded incorrectly, or additional celestial influences weren't accounted for. Disconnection from evolving scientific knowledge represents another characteristic. Legitimate fringe theories engage with mainstream developments, incorporating new findings and responding to methodological standards. Perpetually fringe theories remain frozen, referencing outdated concepts and ignoring advances in related fields. Most tellingly, persistent pseudoscience displays extraordinary claims coupled with ordinary evidence. Revolutionary scientific theories make dramatic claims, but provide correspondingly powerful evidence. Pseudoscientific theories promise to overturn fundamental principles based on limited, anecdotal, or methodologically flawed evidence, explaining why some fringe theories gain acceptance while others remain permanently marginalized. How should we approach the boundary between mainstream and fringe science today? Social media has democratized information while enabling rapid misinformation spread. Navigating this requires balancing openness to unorthodox ideas with justified skepticism. The COVID-19 pandemic illustrates these stakes. Early on, the laboratory leak hypothesis was dismissed as conspiracy theory, yet later warranted serious investigation. This shows how premature dismissal can impede legitimate inquiry. Conversely, unfounded claims, from miracle cures to microchip vaccines, spread rapidly, causing real harm. Several principles guide thoughtful navigation. First, distinguish between heterodox theories from those engaged with relevant scientific fields versus claims from those operating entirely outside established methods. Second, examine whether proponents respond substantively to criticisms or dismiss them as conspiracy evidence. Valuable fringe theories typically evolve through legitimate criticism. Third, consider whether claims make testable predictions or remain immune to falsification. Theories specifying no disproof conditions represent pseudoscience. Fourth, assess whether proponents acknowledge tentative claims or present absolute certainties despite limited evidence. Finally, examine whether fringe theories address genuine explanatory gaps or simply reject established knowledge without superior alternatives. Science generates reliable knowledge through human beings embedded in historical, social, and cultural contexts. Understanding this human dimension reveals how knowledge develops through complex social processes. Continental drift illustrates these dynamics. Wegener faced resistance not just from insufficient evidence, but because, as an astronomer and meteorologist, he challenged geologists' professional identities by transgressing disciplinary boundaries. Plate tectonics acceptance required new evidence plus shifts in disciplinary cultures around emerging geophysics. Scientific controversies involve professional rivalries, institutional politics, and struggles for recognition. When Prusiner proposed that proteins alone could transmit disease, he challenged central dogmas and faced fierce resistance. His vindication revealed how progress depends on distinctly human qualities, like persistence despite criticism. Science's social dimensions, peer review, replication, critical evaluation, help communities identify errors and build reliable knowledge. Yet these same elements explain why communities sometimes resist valuable innovations or perpetuate limiting biases. The boundary between legitimate science and fringe speculation shifts with each generation's discoveries. Yesterday's heresy becomes today's textbook truth. Approach bold claims with curiosity tempered by skepticism. Demand evidence, but remain open to surprise. Question authority while respecting expertise. The next great scientific revolution might be brewing right now at the margins.